good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. And I'm here with Gina Peltier of Honor the Earth, and really excited. And I just want to say, you know, this is a Native show that talk about Native issues. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. So, Gina, I just want to say Pini Gigi big time for you stopping in and kind of, you know, helping us out while Ogama is gone and doing a great job. And I really, really appreciate that because, as you know, nobody wants to hear me talking to myself. So it's great to bring different perspectives and things like that. And today, Gina, we're going to have Nancy Bolio on, and then we're going to take some calls at the end of the show. But also we're going to have a clip that State Representative Heather Keeler put up earlier today and talking about what this warrior woman is doing and how she needs support from allies like us because of all the trolls and bad people and bad actors out there that are, you know, it's got to just make it hard for her. But again, Gina, welcome as always. Thank you so much for being on.
Robert, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been fun. And you and Wendy hit a home run yesterday, interviewed your brother. It was just a great show. And then, of course, Dr. Stately calling in. But, you know, what do you have, what did you do today? And you got a few things you'd like to talk, or I would like you to talk about. So I'm going to give you the platform right here and maybe jump in every so often and ask you a question. But you got this down really well. And again, we really appreciate you, Native Roots Radio, for stepping in while Ogama is like getting to know her new newborn.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Ogama, and she does such a great job, and she's really an important part of this movement, so I love helping out wherever I can. And thank you, you know, for letting me get the good word out on what's going on and what we're doing and what Honor the Earth is doing. With that being said, I was busy all day, you know, with meetings. We have a lot of different campaigns going on. And of course, you know, I always want to mention the Huber Project. That is a big, huge project that's going to happen here in Minnesota. We're trying to prevent it from happening, but, you know, Huber Engineered Woods LLC, which is based in North Carolina, they're proposing a 750,000 square foot wood processing plant outside of Cohasset, Minnesota. They're also planning on harvesting wood within a 70 to 100 mile radius of the proposed plant, which impacts all seven of the northern Minnesota tribes and the ceded territory. You know, this will cause over-harvesting of the Chippewa National Forest, and it will also cause devastating pollution. So right now, you know, we are asking, you know, for this project to be rejected, but also we're demanding an environmental impact statement. So go ahead, call the Minnesota governor, tell him what's up. You know, he lied to the Minnesotans, said he was not going to approve of Line 3. And he turned around and approved of it. And we saw all the chaos and all the devastation that happened with that. And then also go to protectmnforests.org. You'll learn more about that. You can submit testimony that will be delivered to Governor Walz and other officials. You know, with that being said, talking about Line 3, and it caused so much devastation, there was a recent article that talked about the Enbridge proposing their Line 5. Enbridge's plan to relocate a portion of Line 5 in northern Wisconsin will involve drilling. The method that even the company admits will likely release toxic chemicals into the surrounding waters. And in the article, there's a quote in here that says, when they are putting in 30-inch pipe and going 60 feet under the bottom of a river, things can go wrong. And like we saw with the Line 3 fight, when they drilled under the waters, they fracked out in so many locations. They pretty much destroyed the Mississippi water by putting so many chemicals into that. And there's plenty of evidence showing, you know, all the frack outs they did have. And that's poisoning our water and our lands. So it's just really concerning that they're going to want to do this in Wisconsin around Lake Superior. And that is a big cause for concern because that's another big water source we have.
Gina, you know, too, that we have Devil Radio in Madison and in Waukesha and Milwaukee, too, that are listening to us live right now. So I appreciate you bringing up those good words because they have to be aware of this foreign country or this foreign company coming into our country and really ruining our area, ruining every area that it goes. And I really like the meme, Gina, that I saw on Facebook, and we all know Facebook's the devil, but it was, you know, if all these pipelines were doing so well, why is gas, you know, if Line 3, you know, is finished and all this, you know, oil is going through there, why is the gas prices going way up? So again, you know, just false news from these big money, billion-dollar corporations.
Yeah, well, what really gets me so flabbergasted is that, did you know that Henry Ford's first automobiles ran off of biofuel? He used hemp fuel. So we never needed to use fossil fuels to begin with. It's just, there's no reason to devastate Mother Earth just for a resource that we could be, that we don't need. We have better alternatives we could be using. And like I always say, I could talk about hemp all day long, you know. And on top of that, you know, all that oil that is flowing through Line 3 is going to China. And they're going to use that oil to make plastics. So it's not going to the U.S. at all, even though it's endangering at least 40% of North America's fresh water. It's just scary and heartbreaking.
It is. It is. And Gina, I'm not old enough, even though I look old enough and people think I'm old enough, but pre-World War II, hemp was making paper and I don't know what happened other than somebody got bought off because hemp became legal and then demonized and here we are again now in 2022 and we're talking about legalizing marijuana and now we're talking about doing good things with hemp. So it's just boggles the mind.
Yeah. So with that being said, and like you said, we do have listeners in Wisconsin. I do want to bring up some good events that are coming up with Line 5. I know you can check it out on Honor the Earth's Facebook page, but it says there's event that says March 4th to Earth Day, which happens every Friday. So it's going to be in Superior, Wisconsin, all 8 Fridays starting March 4th. So to April 22nd. It says meet at the Osage Trail on East 2nd Street next to the Richmond Bong Veterans Historical Center at 5 p.m. It says bring signs and a mask and a friend and help take a stand against this tragedy that's unfolding in front of our eyes.
Yeah, that's powerful. We got about a minute left in this segment. You got anything else that's going on in Wisconsin? Because I think I personally think that they're very like-minded, even though what you see in the news about how red the state can be and is, there's a lot of like-minded people out there in Wisconsin listening to this station and this show.
Well, yeah, if you like to eat, if you like water, if you like to hunt, if you like to fish, this is a big thing you're going to want to prevent from happening. So I'll just put this out here too. You know, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Army Corps of Engineers are seeking public comments relating to Enbridge's application for permits to relocate Line 5. And the comment for the DNR is March 18th. And then Tuesday the 22nd is the last day to submit comments to the Army Corps for the water permit. So just go to stopline3.org. I'm sorry, that was stopline3.org. And then just click on the shutdown Line 5 link and it'll bring you right to exactly what you need.
Cool. And we'll bring that up again in the next couple segments, Gina. So awesome. Awesome job as always. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, we're going to have Heather Keeler and Nancy Bolio. We'll be right back.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Aho, relatives. My name is George McCauley, Omaha Nation. I'm a citizen of the Omaha Nation in Nebraska. As we head into wintertime, many of us will be back together indoors. It's important to make sure you receive your COVID booster shot. Older Americans are more at risk for complications for COVID-19. All three COVID vaccine boosters have been approved. Find a vaccine site by calling 651-304-9986 or go to vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Yeah, hey, we're going to have Nancy Bolio on soon, and I'm here with Gina. And I just want to say a quick shout-out to Native Roots Trading Post was open today, and I saw Alice stop there. Thank you so much, Pini Gigi Alice, for stopping in there. And this week we're going to have Henry Boucher on Saturday, and he's going to be signing autographs, and there's going to be all this memorabilia, and this warrior is well-known and just a legend. So he's going to be selling his book and autographs, and I know we got some stickers and stuff like that and some really cool stuff. Gina, before we get with Heather here, do you mind just restating what you stated at the end? I know I kind of rushed you there. If you don't mind restating how these people in Wisconsin can get involved.
Oh, yeah. I took the link down, but you can most definitely go to Honor the Earth's Facebook page. It's every Friday in Superior, Wisconsin at 5 o'clock that they will gather, and they'll do some good stuff and hold signs and have food and try to bring awareness how important it is that we need to stop Line 5. So check out Honor the Earth's social media and honortheearth.org.
Awesome. And let me just get going here before we get Nancy on here. Nancy, I just want to give you a FYI. This is about a six-minute video, so you can still cook some vittles and do some stuff before we have you on, okay? All right. So this is State Representative Heather Keeler today, and I just want to amplify this warrior's voice, and I'm going to try and do some fancy stuff here. So here we go. State Senator of State Representative of Minnesota, Heather Keeler.
Wanted to jump on actually my personal page to do an update. I was doing updates on my representative page, and really the only messages I got back were negative messages or trolls, and so I thought maybe I would do it on this space because this space is a little bit more you know, my family, my friends, the people who I feel like care about what I'm doing in a really passionate way. And so I just want to do a quick run through of the work that I'm doing here at the Minnesota House of Representatives, because I haven't really given an update, but I've been working really hard. And so I'm just going to do a quick one run through of some of the bills that are moving. We're in the middle of kind of getting all of our bills heard before first deadline, which is really important because they have to be heard before first deadline to be considered live in these conversations of actually becoming law. So the bills that I have that are still live and moving and we're working on is Indigenous Peoples Day. That is a day that is recognizing the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. I had my second hearing on that. That's actually really exciting because it's passed through and now has a path to the floor. So it will be my first standalone bill as a legislator talking about something.
Whoops, so it looks like I just muted her. Hold on a second here. How did that happen? Let me just hit pause here, because it's just some powerful stuff here. Let me see if I got her again. Oh, hey, we're live here. maybe we should move on. Can we move on with you there, Nancy Bolio, and then I'll try and get this on a little later. I really appreciate it. Sorry about that. I was really doing good there, too. So I just want to introduce Nancy Bolio. And Nancy is a water protector from way back. Just to give a little rundown, Nancy was at Standing Rock longer than most and really got her chops together about water protecting there. And now she's see her everywhere, and she's just a strong warrior. And I just want to introduce you, Nancy, and thank you so much for coming on as always. Oh, you're muted.
I can fix that.
There we go. We got you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It was backstage, I do believe. Bonjour. I'm Nancy Bolio, Leech Lake, calling in from northern Minnesota. And the weather was great today. It's just so good to know that we'll be planting seeds and getting our little fingers dirty. But I brought the fight home, you know, a piece of that flame from Standing Rock, and I'm here defending our treaties and protecting the water. And like Gina mentioned before, there's a Huber Mill Frontier Project that's also another threat. So it seems to be there's not a whole lot of time to rest, Robert. So I was fortunate enough, though, to send you some soap for the store. So yeah, I was excited to do that again, Robert. You know, so busy and I don't get to decompress, and actually creating the soap and some of the art I do is a good way to decompress without, you know, belling up to a bar or losing all my hard earnings at a casino. So it's just been a good experience and I appreciate the opportunity. So all you listeners out there, buy from the Native Roots Trading Post. We got some really beautiful art there. And I appreciate Robert taking space and creating a place for us to share our work. So me gwich, Robert.
Yeah, I really appreciate that too. And I just want to give Honor the Earth and Winona LaDuc, especially we've sold out on her books time and time again. And then she has the hemp pasta up there and her t-shirts for her hemp farm. And it's just a great partnership with Honor the Earth and Gina and yourself, Nancy.
Right. And hey, you know, not to change the subject, but I know we don't always have a whole lot of time and there's never enough time, even though I think I only have enough time for one segment, but I shared a link in the chat, and you know, there is opportunity at Minnesota 350 for some jobs, and we are currently seeking out BIPOC candidates, and we're having a hard time reaching out to them. So I thought, well, this is the best place to reach out to people to apply for those positions. And we have a climate and equity organizer, a transit justice internship. We have a data and grants administrator. Take that one off the table. We got someone kind of in that space right now. So I retract that. Greater Minnesota organizer and a political manager. And so this is a great time to onboard with us at Minnesota 350. Again, I shared the link in the chat, and I'm just going to tell you the deadlines are soon. But when we talked about this yesterday at our staff meeting, I thought, you know what, I need to bring that to the show because I know there's a lot of awesome people out there, BIPOC, listening to the station. And this is their opportunity to copy and paste that link, save it wherever you need. And as soon as this radio show is done tonight, apply for those positions because we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, really good. Great shout out there too. And Nancy, you've been doing, I don't really want to get into my affiliation with MN350, but it runs deep and there's nothing but old timers there that talk good stuff about you because they know the work you've done in the last 5 years. And I've seen it with my own beautiful brown eyes.
You know, and that's what I tell people, to speak, even if your voice shakes, because, you know, just showing up, you're going to kind of navigate your way through this movement and find a place that works for you. We all have different skill sets, different levels of energy, but I guarantee you, if you just show up, Robert, we'll find a place that works for you and that works for all of us. And my growth from being a delegate to the DFL party to being a director on the Native People's Caucus of the Minnesota DFL, just all these things, being a leader in Northern Minnesota, none of this would have happened had I not taken opportunity with 350 and then be a part of the movement here in Northern Minnesota. I would probably be an LPN. I still want to be an LPN, but I couldn't ask to be in a better place right now, Robert. And I really enjoy this work. And this is why I encourage people to apply for those jobs. And even if you can't commit to working for us, show up as a volunteer and find ways that you can commit to the movement, because we all depend on clean water and air. And I think there's a whole lot of love to go around.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we only got a couple minutes left in this segment because, I don't know what I'm doing here with cell phones and audio, but I just want to say, I want you to have opportunity to say how proud we are of Gina. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, I remember meeting Gina, not personally, but over meetings and things like that, and how much she's really come into her own.
You know, can I just interrupt there? It's because of people like you is the reason I'm growing. If I didn't have such great support systems and amazing people to look up like Nancy, like seeing her out there doing her thing and speaking, you know, that's really empowering just to hear the words come out of her mouth and the way she says it and what she's saying. Very empowering. And I just have to thank you, Nancy, because, you know.
Gina, Firelight, our 8-day occupation, Gina showed up kind of out of breath. I'm here. What can I do to help? And, you know, Gina was a right hand out there. She was part of the leadership that was out there. And just like I shared, Robert, show up and we have a place for you. And you don't know what it's going to be until you show up. And this is how Gina grew. This is how I grew. We're here to help each other through this movement and create spaces that suit what your skill sets are, what your time commitment can or cannot be. So again, join the movement. And I want to say one last thing, Robert, before my time is up. Join us at the Native People's Caucus of the Minnesota DFL on Facebook. If you cannot commit to running for office or being a delegate, you can be a part of the meetings and help develop questionnaires for our candidates and help design that space. And we encourage Native and non-Native people to join us, because if you are non-Native and your values align with us, we have a lot of space for you. So again, the Native People's Caucus of the Minnesota DFL on Facebook, and show up. So there's all kinds of good ways to show up. And I appreciate the opportunity to share with you all guys today. And I hope you like my sweater.
Yeah, I really do. Well, Nancy, we're going to have you on another segment.
Okay.
So, and I want to talk about how the women lead the way. So we'll be right back after... We'll be right back after this short break.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm getting my COVID vaccine. If you're between 5 and 11 years old, you can get vaccinated too. Getting the jab might seem a little scary, but there is lots of good reasons to do it. You'll be protected from COVID, and you'll be less likely to spread it to people like family and friends. Have your parents find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman. You can hear my show every weekday at 2, right after Tom Hartman on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
For over a year, Minneapolis educators have been fighting for a fair contract. Meanwhile, Superintendent Ed Graff digs in, refusing to give our kids what they need to succeed. Our students can't afford to wait.
We're the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. We believe every child, no matter the color of their skin or where they come from, deserves a safe and stable school.
With smaller class sizes, more social workers and counselors, additional resources for special ed, our students deserve stability, which means paying education support professionals a living wage. With district reserves that have doubled to $125 million and $250 million in federal dollars, MPS can afford it.
It's time for real change. Tell Superintendent Graff and the school board to agree to a fair contract. Together, we can provide safe and stable schools for every child.
Paid for by the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers.
Spruce up your home with soy candles from Wisco Home Goods. I'm Don, one of the owners of this family-owned Midwestern business in Madison, Wisconsin. Our candles are 100% sustainable and come in a variety of unique blends and scents. Did you know our candle jars are also double old-fashioned glasses? That's right, buy a candle and you get a free cocktail glass. Check out our blog at wiscohomegoods.com/blog for more information. That's wiscohomegoods.com/blog.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 39, then sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 55. The Great Wall has been serving up authentic Peking and Sichuan favorites for over 40 years. The Great Wall is located on France Avenue along the Minneapolis-Edina City line. Check out their menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, I just want to say this portion is brought to you by Hauling for Wolves, Hauling for Future Generations. Oh!
Oh!
I'll have to unmute Nancy. Okay, that's all right. Hauling for. Here we go. There it was. Hey, we're back here with Gina Peltier. Also, Gina, I just want to say we always say at the end of the show, free Leonard Peltier, and tomorrow we're going to have a guest just talking about that, talks to Leonard almost on the daily and get an update from that warrior. So tomorrow's going to be an exciting show. And also we have Nancy and Nancy Bolio. I think it's time for a little kickback here and time for learning time. And I wonder if you can tell our relatives out there and our white allies what it means to be a Native woman and a leader, and also not only a leader, but the way Native Americans do things.
Well, I guess the women are the backbone of our people, and yeah. It's always been that way, you know, and we, you know, our ancestors sat in circles and did, you know, some of the artistic things, you know, the regalia and the eating utensils. And when they were sitting in these circles, they talked amongst themselves of what the tribe needed to move forward and what was best for the tribe overall. And the chief would come in and ask the women, And he'd go out and give direction to the warriors. So they were, you know, women always have been the backbone in Native culture. And I think it's a huge role to play because we're also water protectors. And we also wear many hats. And, you know, we've been in our skirts, Gina knows, and a lot of other women, you know, with a lot of courage in their hearts have been on the front line and holding that line, primarily here in the Line 3 fight. And, you know, we lead our communities because we have that nurturing, you know, and that warrior spirit all in one, you know, and that has to be respected and has to be done in a good way. So we like to find balance with the men, not to say that we're superior. It's just we lead the way and we find balance with our men, and they're the fire keepers. They're there for our sense of security. They're there because we all have knowledge. And when we bring that together, it's a shared vision, but the women are the ones that will lead the way because that's what we do in Indian culture. So I want to say a big chi-mi-gwich to all the women and all the young sisters out there that are holding those spaces, because it takes a lot of sacrificing. It takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of stepping out of your comfort zones and finding new ways to navigate through to the Western world. And some of the, you know, things that are happening, like the George Floyd, you know, and it's happening to our people too, our MMIW. So there's a lot of different ways our women have been holding the front line. And I want to shout out to our sisters, you know, Mary Kunish, Bodine, Heather Keeler, who stepped outside of their comfort zones to enter into the Western world of politics to make sure that we have a voice at the table. So, you know, we're fearless. It's in our hearts. I think, you know, when our children's lives are in danger, we find that fearless part of who we are. And we do the same thing for our communities, Robert, and for the, mm-hmm. those that aren't even born yet. So I think naturally it's the role that we play. And I'm very honored to be in this space and to wear many hats, even though it's exhausting. And I hope this year there's more time to pick blueberries, right, Gina?
And strawberries.
Strawberries too. Yeah.
And one of the things I'd like you to talk about too, just a little deeper in Native way, women do lead the way. And we, of course, men are, but we're behind you. And I think that gets confused, especially with Western society. I mean, great example for older people was Wounded Knee. Well, you don't know about all the women that were running things and from behind, but they had, you know, two or three good-looking Native guys in front of the camera all the time being the spokespeople when the women were doing all the work.
Right. You know, that's usually the case. And I think it's because, you know, some of us women are more humble, I think. And we're not here, you know, for the sake of, you know, a title or for any fame or any spotlight. We're here because we're here to take care of our communities and our people and the children that aren't even born yet, for the animals that can't speak for themselves. So I think just, again, it's a natural place for us to show up and not want nothing more but well-being for our communities and our families. And so I think we're always going to lead the way, regardless of any Western colonized framing or whatever it be. We're going to be here. And we ask the men to join us and find balance with us in these movements, because again, you know, we do this work together and it's a collective thing, especially when we're in trying times and the new history that's going to be written from these times. A lot of people don't understand that part of the work that we're doing, Robert, some of the things we're calling out, they're going to be in history. And mm-hmm. we are going to be those people. And we, you know, you got to be humble. Like, I'm going to tell a secret, and I normally don't tell anyone. So I was nominated 1 out of 10 people here in Northern Minnesota as change maker through the Women's Press. And it's a huge, huge, you know, org across the United States. And I got an honor and I didn't share it. And some people are like, why aren't you sharing that? You know, that's mm-hmm. big news. It's like, well, it's my humbleness and it's my own, it's my original instruction to do this work. So mm-hmm. I feel that I can't pat myself on the back, or I don't want to put myself out there like that, because it's how us women are, I think, for the most part. We're pretty humble, and I am actually honored to make a stand for my people more than I am to accept that honor. So, yeah, again, I was just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I asked other people to do the same.
Yeah, well, you know, one of my all-time favorite people is Madonna Thunderhawk, and she was at everything from Alcatraz to Line 3. She even made it up to Line 3, and that's one of the warriors that was at Wounded Knee, you know, when we were fighting for uranium in the Dakotas and, you know, the Black Hills, and she's been everywhere, and but people really don't know her because she's been laid back, and, you know, but people that are in the know, meaning water protectors or, you know, whatever it is, do know her, Nancy, and do know the work that her and many, many, many women like yourself and Gina have been doing for many years.
Right. And you know, I want to say, you know, I really appreciate the, what I've seen in Gina in the Line 3 movement and moving into the Huber Mill Frontier Project. And there's, you know, young women out there too that we encourage, you know, to come forward. And I think some of the work here in Northern Minnesota are going to bring out some more of our people, because we're trying to find a non-colonized approach to our people coming to our work at Minnesota 350. And, you know, they have a lot of great campaigns at 350, and they're all, you know, solutions to pollution, but they're colonized, Robert, and our people, our people don't feel too comfortable in these, you know, 4 to 6 meetings and these agendas. So we're working hard here in Northern Minnesota and creating that space. And we want to go, you know, statewide with that. And we want to encourage other communities to do what we're going to do here in Northern Minnesota and spread the love and the movement across Turtle Island. Because again, you know, some of the work, when we look at the Treaty Alliance gathering that's going to take place in June here in Northern Minnesota, the goal is to expand that across Turtle Island. So we're excited that Ron Turney is currently working on a webpage to help invite people into that space moving forward. What does that look like? So, again, we're all in the same fight here, Robert, across the United States. We have the same president, pretty much. You know, the Democratic Party says they care about our votes, but in the end, they don't remember us after November 3rd. So, you know, we as a people need to change that, because obviously they're not going to do that for us. So we're trying to build a collective power, community power, and remind them that we're still here. And we're going to do that through some of that Rock the Vote. Gina's going to be doing hers up in White Earth, and we'll be in Leech Lake area here.
Yeah. You know, and there's that native saying, the left wing and the right wing are from the same bird. And we all experience that as native people. I just want to say one thing, too, before we get going here, is that I really feel like that the women lead the way, and that we just need to really, as men, really
honor that.
Thank you. You know, Wendy's not here to help me with my words here, but thank you. And one of the things, too, that, you know, is a colonized way that we don't do things is, I asked Madonna how she did so many things, and, you know, and she said, less people making decisions. And I think that's the thing, where you have certain leaders and you have people making decisions, and you don't have to go down the food chain, so to speak, where, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? No, it's like, let's do this, and this is how we're going to do it. And I think I get that from both Gina, you know, Winona LaDuke, and all these warriors.
Yeah, and I think that's how our occupations and our showing up on the front lines has happened, because we know you need to get there. And, you know, don't waste your time on the small stuff, and don't question, you know, the people that are leading the movement. And if you have a question, that's great. If you have confusion, ask. And if you have input, be a part of the conversation and ask, what can I do to support you as women? If you're coming in as a man, how do you show up? You know, there's a good way to show up and there's a wrong way to show up. You can't show up thinking you're going to grab the bull by the horn and tell the women which way they need to go. Because I tell you, I just seen a video the other day, one of our relatives shared with a native man trying to tell the women what to do. And well, they gave him a nice little beating. And I think they did it out of love too. Actually, I think they did it out of love.
Yeah. Wow, good way to end your segment. Also, Nancy, great to see you. Really, you usually do this over the phone. I'm so happy to see you and see your happiness and your aura. Really, this is one of my favorite days of the week because of you.
All right, same here, you guys, and nice to see you, Gina, Robert. It's always a great place to be. Be great.
Right on. Hey, go ahead, Gina. We got 10 seconds.
Oh, thank you, Nancy, so much for all you do. Really appreciate you.
All right, that's awesome. Hey, I figured out how to get Heather Keeler on, so we're going to listen a little bit of her, and then we're going to end the show. Thank you, Gina. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan big dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Owakunja Nahade is my name. That means distant thunder. And I'm here with Gina Peltier of Honor the Earth. And Gina, I really appreciate you hanging out with me. I know you got better things to do, but I just have to say thank you again for sitting in for Ogama while she's nursing her newborn, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. Really appreciate it. I want to play Heather's, I figured out what I did wrong, and I want to play Heather's powerful video, if you don't mind, and then we can just discuss it a little bit and then call it a night. Do you mind?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. And here we go. There we go.
Run through of some of the bills that are moving. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of kind of getting all of our bills heard before first deadline, which is really important because they have to be heard before first deadline to be considered live in these conversations of actually becoming law. So the bills that I have that are still live and moving and we're working on is Indigenous Peoples Day. That is a day that is recognizing the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. I had my second hearing on that. That's actually really exciting because it's passed through and now has a path to the floor. So it will be my first standalone bill as a legislator talking about something that I'm extremely passionate about and actually like going back to the root of how I got involved in public service. I'm talking about Safe Harbor, which is actually a youth-focused effort in our homelessness efforts or homelessness area to support youth that have been sex trafficked. This is massive. This is major. We're doing a study around that. We're also doing funding. I'm also doing funding around Youth Homeless Act grants, which are grants that go out to our communities that help our youth stay housed and sheltered because we know homelessness, it starts with our families. And we have to invest in that next population. Doing an education tax equalizer. We all know that Representative Marquardt is our tax chair. He's phenomenal. So I'm just trying to learn some of the tax areas. There's a tax equalizer that would make our homes roughly the local levy on our per pupil tax would go down in Moorhead about $20. And so I know that that's not huge, but it's little pieces and little components of that. As far as education goes, I'm also fighting for increased prep time for our teachers. Right now, teachers get 5 minutes for every 25 minutes in the classroom. I'm trying to fight for 5 minutes of prep time for every 17 minutes in the classroom because we know that our teachers are tapped out and we can't just keep saying thank you. We actually need to make tangible changes. And so that's what we're trying to do there. We know that that effort would only come into play if we agree to fully fund our schools, which I believe is absolutely a priority. Working with a group called Close-Knit that actually helps kinship relationships in housing and homelessness. So it's like if you have an 18 to 24 year old who's maybe a family friend, a niece, a nephew, and they need to stay with you to prevent homelessness. There's some services out there that can help offset those costs. So we're doing that. Also extending the shelter task force time frame. That was a bill that we passed off the floor last year. We just need to extend that so they have more time to get back to us with the data that we need to make informed decisions around what our shelters actually need. Working on a funding for Healing House, which is actually Native American focused homelessness prevention effort for individuals coming out of incarceration, working with the Department of Health, also working with our Veteran Services to hopefully provide funding to Fisher House over in Fargo because we know that they house veterans within our region. So that's really important and that's something that we continue to fight for. I come from seven generations plus of military individuals. My ancestors were fighting for this land as military prior to even being able to be eligible to be called a U.S. citizen. So serving our vets and doing things for our local veterans is extremely important to me. Also continuously working on our bonding requests. We have a $17.5 million bonding request for flood mitigation that I continuously fight for. In the governor's budget, he's allocated $10 million. I'm going to continue to do our best to try to get the whole ask. Also, in our university systems, I'm carrying the bills to help our funding with our Minnesota state system, but also I'm introducing a bill to help add a line item allocation for our tribal colleges. Up until now, they haven't received any support, yet they're serving our students in the same capacity. So looking at adding a line item for them so they have support. Weld Hall is top on the list of the university system's request for bonding. If any of you have been to MSUM or know about MSUM, Weld Hall needs a lot of updates, especially to be ADA compliant, but also just to be functional. And so we're fighting for that money as well. I think that's it. I think that's in a nutshell. That's what we're doing. Signing on to spaces. Oh, I'm carrying a bill that's actually a workers bill through the University of through the U of M, and it's for our workers to have training on how to compost appropriately and use their composting machines. It's something that the workers are asking for. I think that if workers know that they need more training and they need more adequate supports, we need to be able to show up and support them in that way. I think that's it. I appreciate everything that you all do. I have to be really honest. This work is taxing and it takes a toll on me because I'm working on things that I actually give a lot of passion towards. I'm not just a lobby puppet. I don't just take bills to carry them. I take bills that I passionately care about and put a lot of effort and love and care into them. And so I just wanted to give you all updates about what I'm doing. I've been sick for about 4 weeks, trying to just keep myself healthy as we do this work. But I continue to show up to be a voice for all of you and to be a voice for all of Minnesota and our future generations. Reach out if you have any questions. Please keep your comments light. Please keep your comments uplifting. I really, in these conversations, a lot of negativity has come my way, and am asking my community to just have grace with me as I continue to do the work in the best way that I can. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, 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 huh? We,
I really appreciate her. She's great.
We are so lucky to have her. And I feel bad, Gina, that, you know, she goes through, I know, it's not even been 2 years, but she's gone through so much, I don't know, it's so much energy and so much negative energy from the other side of the table coming at her. It's just, it's good to have her on our show because we get to just talk to her normally and just touch base and tell her how great she is, you know. So, and I was excited to put this on, this part on tonight just because I went, heck yeah, people need to know what she's working on and what she's passionate about. I want other videos out there to see what other people are doing.
Right. And I want to congratulate her too. I mean, she's an amazing person and she's got such a strong will to get things done. But as Nancy said earlier, you know, she's all about having people join the Native People's Caucus, which I did drop a link in the chat to their Facebook group page. But Heather Keeler, she was endorsed by the Native People's Caucus just recently. And so was Mary Kodesh Prodeen. She was also endorsed by the Native People's Caucus for Minnesota State Senate District 39. Also, they endorsed Steve Simon for Secretary of State, Julie Blaha for Minnesota State Auditor, Alan Roy for Minnesota Senate District 2. Those are the most current ones, but, you know, like Nancy said, just show up. That's all you have to do is just show up. And if you want to learn more, just go to Facebook, to the Minnesota Native People's Caucus Facebook group. So I did drop that link in there, but yay, Heather. I love her.
Yeah. And it was so exciting. And we amplified her voice when she was running because, of course, Rock the Vote Native style that we've been working on and that you'll be working on again. And we were able to meet all these warriors in Minnesota here. We had 14 Native Americans running for political office in the state in the last election, and 13 of them won. And Heather was one of them. So State Senator Mary Kunish is up for, well, everybody is because they did the relisting and redistricting. So everybody has to run now. But I just want to give a special shout out to her as always. I want to give a special shout out to you, Gina, for coming in and really helping me out, really, totally, and bringing your good energy. I really appreciate it. Appreciate Nancy Bolio for stopping in as always. If you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier. Now.